It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Time now for your letters about yesterday's program.
A number of you wrote in about our coverage of Democratic Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich's arrest yesterday on allegations that, among other things, he tried to sell President-elect Barack Obama's vacant Senate seat. Don Merrill of Salt Lake City had this to say: Americans will put up with a lot. Corruption, lying, hypocrisy, incompetence, arrogance. But all at the same time, that's stupid, and Americans can't stand stupid.
Barbara Randall of Denmark, Maine, objected to our comparison of Blagojevich with his Republican predecessor, George Ryan. Yes, Ryan was found guilty of corruption, and now he's doing his time for those crimes, she writes. The most important thing that Governor Ryan did that separates him from Blagojevich, says Randall, is Ryan's work against the death penalty. In fact, in 2000, Governor Ryan declared a moratorium on executions, and in 2003, just before he left office, he vacated many death sentences.
For one listener, Governor Blagojevich came up short in another comparison yesterday, one with Florida fifth grader Damon Weaver. I interviewed the budding journalist about his quest to interview President-elect Barack Obama.
My first question I will ask him is, in my time of hockey, I have seen a lot of shootings and fights. What are you going to do about violence and to keep me safe?
Wow, writes Mary Rudy of Tullahoma, Tennessee. I was so completely awed by how mature and intelligent and insightful Damon Weaver is, and what a complete jerk Mr. Blagojevich sounds like. If you can't get him hired on at NPR, maybe they can get him appointed governor of Illinois, she continued. I'd be willing to bet that Damon Weaver could have the state's politics cleaned up and straightened out in time to watch evening television. His mom has a lot to be proud of. Thank you for introducing him to us.
Well, you can thank us or take us to task if you like by writing us at npr.org. Click on Contact, and don't forget to tell us where you live and how you pronounce your name.